Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you I'm the Big Sister, written by Karen Elizabeth L. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing and check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. Until a few months ago, life was pretty boring for me. I was a 12-year-old guy with a 9-year-old little brother. My brother was mom's favorite from the day he was born. And since dad died a couple of years ago, he's wormed his way even further into mom's heart. Don't get me wrong. Rich is a nice kid most of the time, but occasionally he gets to be a real pain in the butt. He wanted to spend time with me, but I didn't want to have a little kid tagging along everywhere I went. I did my best to sneak out without Rich seeing me, but he always managed to find where I went, and I ended up babysitting him instead of doing what I wanted to do. One day he really made me mad, and I was determined to make him sorry. A couple of days later, it was pouring down rain, so we were stuck in the house. Mom had to go out for a few hours and left me in charge. Rich and I were sitting around watching a movie about a boy who had to pretend to be a girl to keep from getting beaten up. Rich thought the idea of a boy having to wear a dress was funny, and I suddenly realized how I was going to get my revenge. I went up to Mom's room and got together a few things I'd need to really get even with my stupid little brother. I called Rich to come up to our room saying that I needed his help with something. Rich actually thought that there was a chance to do something with me and couldn't get upstairs fast enough. As soon as he came into our room, I slammed the door shut and locked it behind him. Just seeing the confused look on his face made me feel good, but I was going to teach him a lesson he'd never forget. "What's up?" he asked timidly. "I just thought that since you liked that movie so much, you'd really enjoy what I have in mind." "I don't trust you," Rich said as he moved towards the door. "Let me out of here or else. You're not going anywhere until I'm done with you," I said, laughing. "And by then, you'll probably beg me not to let you go anywhere." I told Rich to get undressed and do it quickly or I'd beat him up. He stood there for a couple of seconds, but as soon as I started towards him, he began undressing. I let him stop at his underwear and then sprang my surprise on him. He tried to get away from me, but I caught him and after a little work, managed to get him dressed in a couple of things I borrowed from Mom. He looked so silly standing there in one of Mom's dresses and her high heels that I bust out laughing.
"Please, Mike," Rich pleaded with tears in his eye.
"Don't make me wear Mom's stuff. I don't want to look like some sissy."
"Too bad,"
I laughed. "You seem to like it in that movie. I thought you'd get a kick out of this." Rich started crying and carrying on, begging me to get him out of the dress, but I wasn't finished with him. I picked up the instant camera I got for my birthday and took some pictures of him all dolled up. Next, I unlocked the door and grabbed his hand. "Come on, little sister, you always want to tag along with me, so let's take a walk together." My brother's eyes suddenly dried up and opened to an enormous size. "No, Mike, please no, I'll be good, I promise." "Calm down, sis, I just want everyone to see what a cute little sister I have." I dragged Rich out of the room and down the hall towards the steps where I was stopped cold by Mom. "What's going on here?" she asked. "What are you up to this time, Mike, and why is Rich wearing my dress and shoes?"
We were just having some fun, Mom. Anyhow, it was Rich's idea, wasn't it?"
I said, tightening my grip on his arm. Rich broke loose and ran to my mother sobbing. "He made me wear these clothes, Mom. He took pictures of me and was going to make me go outside dressed up like a sissy." Mom kissed Rich on the cheek and told him to change clothes. Turning to me, she insisted that I give her the pictures and my camera, saying that she'd deal with me later. I handed over the pictures and camera and ran down the steps after calling Rich a sissy and a snitch. I felt pretty good. I was sure my brother wouldn't bother me anymore. Mom had threatened to punish me before, but never really did, so I wasn't in the least bit worried. Mom seemed to be hassling me more than ever, though, claiming that I was still bothering Rich and that I'd better stop it. I had no idea what she was talking about. For once, I really wasn't bothering Rich, yet I was still being yelled at. What made it really strange was the day Mom accused me of trying to dress Rich in her clothes again. I denied it, but she said that she'd found some of her stuff missing, and that it had turned up in his drawers. She figured I put them there to embarrass him. One day, I came home to get my baseball glove and noticed some of Mom's underwear in the hallway near my room. When I opened the bedroom door, I saw my little brother standing there in one of Mom's nightgowns trying to put lipstick on. Before I could say anything, I heard Mom's voice behind me. "What did I tell you about bothering him?" she asked. "But Mom, I wasn't even home. I just came back to get my glove and saw the little sissy here. Is that right, honey?" she asked Rich. Rich stared down at the floor crying. "I'm sorry, Mom. It just seemed like fun and the clothes feel really nice." Mom took a tissue and wiped his face. "It's okay, sweetheart," she said softly. "I'm not mad at you. Wait until I tell everyone about my little sister," I shouted happily. "This is going to be fun." Mom straightened up and fixed a look on me that wiped the smile from my face. "Get what you came for and get out of here. You'd better not say a word to anyone about this. Do you understand?" I couldn't laugh. Heck, I couldn't even smile. That's how scared I was. "Yes, ma'am, I won't say anything, I promise." I quickly picked up my glove and ran out of the house, totally confused but scared out of my wits. I kept my promise and never said a word about Rich. Mostly, I was afraid of what Mom would do to me, and partly because I didn't want anyone to think I came from a strange family. Mom never brought the subject up again, and I pretty much forgot about it until one Saturday afternoon, when I saw Rich standing there wearing a blue and white polka dot dress, a pair of white tights, and girl's shoes. His hair looked different. It was brushed and fixed to make him look just like a little girl. Actually, he didn't look that bad. I really had to look close to make sure it was my brother. I laughed. "Where'd you get those clothes and who fixed your hair?" Mom came out of her room just then wearing an identical dress with white stockings. "I bought the clothes and I fixed her hair. Doesn't she look cute?" "Oh, just adorable," I teased. "But where's your purse, little girl? Going shopping with Mom?" "My purse is in the closet, and yes, Mom and I are going shopping," Rich replied, smiling. "Are you out of your mind?" I exclaimed, looking at Mom. "You can't take him shopping dressed like that. What if someone see him? We're going where no one knows us, and if anyone sees him, so what? I think she looks sweet." Rich went to the closet, pulled out a small white purse, then followed Mom out to the garage. As I stared in shock, he hopped into the car next to Mom, then waved as they pulled away from the house. My mother and little brother were going shopping wearing mother-daughter dresses. I was sure I saw everything now. I was sitting there watching a movie when I heard the garage door open and saw Mom's car pull up. A moment later, her and Rich came into the house carrying several bags from a department store across town. Rich was bubbling over with excitement and wanted to show me some of the things they had bought. "Isn't this pretty?" he asked as he pulled out a blue party dress with long, puffy sleeves. "I can't wait to wear it. It's so nice. I'm sure you'll be the prettiest boy at the party in that." I laughed. "Just make sure I'm not around when you wear it, okay?" Ignoring my sarcasm, Rich gathered up the bags as if they contained treasure and went off to our room. I heard him and Mom up there later, laughing and giggling over something that I really didn't want to know about. Later on, Rich came down wearing a blue sundress with lots of little pink flowers on it. He seemed comfortable wearing it, but he was driving me nuts. "Don't you feel funny sitting there wearing a dress?" I finally asked. "No, it really comfortable and a whole lot cooler than pants," Rich replied. "But you're not a girl, you dummy," I said, beginning to lose my temper. "You're a 9-year-old boy wearing a dress." Rich looked at me as if I was the goofy one. "Well, Mom says I can wear one anytime I want. She thinks I look cute. She also let you go out in public in a dress. I'll bet people thought you were both weird." Mom had heard us arguing and came into the room to see what was wrong. Actually, she got a lot of compliments. Everyone thought it was so cute to see us in matching dresses. I looked at Mom and shook my head. "You're both off your rockers," I muttered as I went to take a shower and get ready for bed. I finished up my shower and went into the room to get my PJs. When I opened up my underwear drawer, I found out what all the laughing and giggling had been about. My underwear and PJs were gone. All that was left were girls' underwear, nightgowns, and PJs. "Rich!" I screamed. "Get up here and take all of your sissy clothes out of my drawers." I turned around to see Mom and Rich standing there smiling. "They're not mine," Rich said with a smile. "They're yours now." I looked at Mom standing there grinning and knew I was in trouble. "Don't stand there staring," Mom said. "Get dressed and come downstairs. I want to talk to you." "No," I shouted. "I'm not going to be a sissy like he is. I won't wear these things." Mom stared at me for a few seconds. "Do as you're told and do it now," she said in a firm voice. "I want to see both of you downstairs in 5 minutes." I knew by the tone of voice Mom used that she meant business. Any further delay or arguing could result in being seriously punished. I was going to have to do as I was told, and that was that. I stood in front of my open drawer, not knowing what to do. Finally, Rich pulled out a pair of sheer pink PJs and handed them to me. "Put these on and I'll wear mine," he suggested. "We'll match," I stated at the PJs for a moment. They had short, puffy sleeves with a little bow at the end, and the legs had elastic at the bottoms to make them puff out too. They had some sort of lining in them to keep them from being see-through at the chest and where a girl's underwear would be, but the rest was totally sheer. Rich handed me a pair of pink underwear to go with them, then pulled a matching pair from his drawer. I felt really stupid, but time was running out, so I pulled on the panties, then put on the PJs. Looking in the mirror, I looked as dumb as I felt. I looked like a boy wearing his sister's clothes, a sissy just like my brother. Rich took off his dress, and I saw he had on a short white slip under it. "Don't you feel stupid dressed like that?" I asked. "Nope," Rich said as he pulled off the slip and stepped into the bottoms of his PJs. "I like it. Besides, Mom likes it when I'm dressed like this, too." Rich pulled on the top to his PJs and stood next to me in front of the mirror. "Isn't it neat we look like sisters?" "Wonderful. My brother and I are dressed up like a couple of sissies, and he thinks it's great." "We're not sisters, remember? We're boys. We're supposed to be brothers." "Oh, come on, Mike," he pleaded. "Just pretend that we're sisters, please." I wanted to wring his scrawny little neck for getting me into this, but Mom was calling and beating him would just have to wait. "Let's go, girls," Mom called. "I want to see how my little girls look in their new PJs." My stomach was churning like crazy as I walked down to see Mom. I'm no sissy, and I hated having to dress like one. I was surprised when Mom didn't laugh as I walked into the room. She looked at me for a few seconds, then smiling happily. She walked over and kissed me on my head. Without saying a word, she picked up a brush and the hairdryer and began to fix my hair. It only took a few minutes, but to me, the time seemed to have stopped. Mom brushed my hair, used the dryer on it, then repeated the brushing and drying for what seemed like forever. Finally, she put the brush and dryer down and handed me a mirror to look in. Well, the good news was that I no longer looked like a sissy. Of course, the bad news was that I now looked like a cute girl with short hair. As I stood there staring at myself, Mom pulled out the camera I had used on Rich and took several pictures of me. "You won't be telling anyone about your new little sister now, will you?" she asked with a devilish grin. "I doubt that you'd want all of your friends to see how pretty you look right now." Tears began to run down my cheeks. Why was Mom doing this to me? Didn't she love me anymore? "Please let me change clothes, Mom," I pleaded. "I promise not to tell." "Calm down, honey," Mom said as she gave me a hug. "No one's ever going to find out about this. It'll be our little secret." "But Mom, I feel stupid," I cried, holding out my flared bottoms. "I can't wear these sissy clothes." Mom hugged me tighter and lightly stroked my cheek with her hand. "But you look so nice, and it would make me so happy to pretend I had two daughters. Please keep them on for me." I was completely confused. I wanted to make Mom happy. I really did. But dressing like a girl? If anyone saw me now, I'd never live it down. Then again, Mom promised not to tell, and my little brother or sister or whatever sure as heck wouldn't. "Why don't you girls see if there are any good movies on?" Mom said as she headed for the kitchen. "I'll make some popcorn, okay?" I figured I'd go along with things for now. After all, how bad could it be? Mom was in a good mood, and no one was going to see me. "Could you throw in a couple of sodas for your daughters, Mom?" I asked. Mom's face brightened up. "I'm sure I could find a few for such nice girls." Rich and I sent into the room and turned on a movie. A few minutes later, Mom appeared with a large bowl of popcorn and several cans of soda. While she was waiting for the popcorn to be ready, she had changed into a nightgown herself. I looked up at her and smiled. For the rest of the evening, we were three girls laughing and having a great time. The movie finally ended, and Mom sent us to brush our teeth and get ready for bed. I had forgotten all about what I was wearing until I was about to shut the bathroom door. You see, the door had a full-length mirror, and as it shut, I saw my reflection. I suddenly remembered that I had willingly spent the last couple of hours in girls' PJs and underwear and had a good time. There was nothing I could do about it now, and it was a fun evening, so I got ready to do what I had gone into the bathroom for in the first place. I was about to pull down the front of my bottoms and panties when an odd thought popped into my mind. What the heck, I thought, as I turned my back to the toilet. I pulled my bottoms and panties down to my knees, then sat down like a girl. It was different looking down at my legs and seeing the sheer PJs and nylon panties, but it sure was a fun night. The next morning, I was confused for a second or two over my clothes, but nature called so. Once again, I found myself sitting on the bowl, looking at a pair of pink girls' underpants and PJs. I started rubbing my legs through the fabric, noticing how nice it felt. I heard Mom moving around, so without changing, I went downstairs looking for breakfast. Rich was already there, still in his PJs, of course, and Mom was happy to see that I was still in mine. "I hope you girls got a good night's sleep," Mom said cheerily. "We girls have got a lot to do today. First, we're going to church, then a quick lunch, then a fun afternoon of shopping." I was afraid to ask, but I wanted to make sure. Mom, I asked, "you're not thinking of taking me out dressed like this, are you? You promised no one would find out." "Don't be ridiculous," Mom said to my relief. "I've made a promise to you and I'll keep it." Just as I started to relax, Mom took my breath away. "You'll be just another cute girl shopping with her mom and sister. But Mom, you promised." "I promised no one would ever find out and they won't. Now finish eating so I can help you girls get ready." That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story and show your support on Patreon.